Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him,
"Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings."
Then Jesus asked him,
"Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down."
When Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately,
"Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?"
Then Jesus began to say to them,
"Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
With today's Gospel reading, we come to the end of our year-long exploration of the Gospel of Mark. Now, it's not the end of Mark's Gospel, what was written there, right? Instead, we're just concluding the study of this book of Mark. And as we conclude that study, what we find is that Jesus' reminder is what is taking center stage. In verse 6, we heard Jesus say, "Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray." And then we heard Jesus talk about wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and all the things that bring people to fear and seek a supreme leader. Then we'll hear in the rest of chapter 13 that right at the end, just before Jesus goes to Jerusalem, we will be reminded to wait, to watch, and to be alert for the real coming of Jesus. Now, you see, as we get this reminder today, what we see is that Jesus is well aware that in times of uncertainty and fear and change, we humans, myself included, we have this tendency to want to grasp on to anyone or anything that can bring us stability. We gravitate towards the leader who can say, "I can be the one to turn around this company." Or we want to believe the politician who says, "Only I can make this nation right, great, and good." And then sometimes as we're scrolling through social media or looking at books in the bookstore, we will pay an author so that we can better learn the 10 steps to leading a healthy life, or the 5 ways to better lose weight, or the one thing that you need to know as a parent. We, time and time again as humans, we seem to seek someone or something that can give us the answers. And we often assume that that individual needs to bring something new, something different, or otherwise it's not worth it. Now, today, Jesus reminded us not to get caught up in those flashy things, those new things, the new people, the new ideas. You see, Jesus already knew that others will try to gain power and control and money with a new, entirely different message. And with that message, they will not bring life for all people and for all creation. No, oftentimes those messages are centered on ego. And so Jesus here today, and what the authors of the lectionary are trying to remind us as we switch from Mark into a new study, they're reminding us to stick with what Jesus has revealed throughout the Gospel of Mark. So don't go looking for a new message, but rather be alert for how God's message is revealed in new ways or new manners. So if that's the case, if that's what the lectionary is trying to remind us of today as we conclude our study, then what exactly has been revealed by God throughout Mark's gospel? That's really the big question for us to stick with today. What do we take on as we move forward? Well, here's what we found over the last year. In Mark's gospel, Jesus revealed that power, control, and strength are not what Christ is revealing as God's presence. It's not about power. It's not about control. It's not about strength. So if you see someone arguing for violence, well, that is not Christ. In fact, that is an imposter. Okay, and so if you see someone suggesting that the way of God is to collect the most awards and medals and accomplishments and just have complete lack of care for creation, for humanity, well, that too, that is not Christ. That, again, is an imposter. And again, if you see someone demeaning another, wielding power over another, humiliating another person, well, again, that is not Christ. That is an imposter. And you see, the thing about imposters is that they will capitalize upon the uncertainty. They are the types of people who thrive in unstable environments, and they succeed in places of doubt. It's the times where we doubt the compassion and service and love, that we doubt those three things, which are the supreme markers of God's presence. It's when we doubt compassion and service and love that the imposter has the tendency to take root. And so you see, in today's reading from Mark's gospel, Jesus reminded us to pause and look back at Jesus' ministry. That moment right before going into Jerusalem, look back at all he did to give us an idea of what our focus should be. So look and see the presence of God found in, like, the compassion that Jesus showed as he healed a man with a withered hand, even though he wasn't supposed to do that on the Sabbath. But look at the compassion that Jesus had for that man. Or how about how Jesus revealed the hallmark of service as he fed the 5,000 without regard if they were good enough, deserving enough, but he fully just gave to feed the 5,000. And then how Jesus showed the primacy of love through peace. As he calmed the raging winds and the fear-filled seas. You see, throughout the Gospel of Mark, throughout what we've learned over this past year, we have seen that Jesus has pointed us to remember the central message. The message of compassion, of service, of love. And that central message is what he implores us to stick with, even as those imposters try to take us and turn us in different directions. And I think that's a really helpful reminder today as we wrap up our study of Mark's gospel. So too, as we find ourselves at the beginning of this Advent season, we live in the sure and certain hope that God will bring about Christ's full presence. Now, here's the thing about that, and this is the tricky part of Advent, is we don't always know, and we probably shouldn't really have an awareness of when God's full reality will be revealed. But what we do know is that we can participate in how God brings about that reality of God's full presence, that full presence of love and service and compassion. You see, it's in the small gestures that you and I make in our own little corner of the world that add up into the fullness of God's reality. Things like supporting our ministry partners by donating food or giving money to provide food for those who hunger during our campaign of Advent abundance. You see, in those actions, those little tiny actions that we make, we are beginning to bring about God's fullness of presence in the here and the now. Or how about when we choose to welcome the stranger in peace? Whether it's a foreign-born stranger, or the sexual minority stranger, or the disabled stranger, or the religious stranger. You see, in that work towards peace, you and I, we become the embodiment of Christ. And so, friends, today, I'm going to leave us here as we conclude the study of Mark. And we're going to focus on that reminder that Jesus gives us today to not be fooled by the world when lipstick is applied to a pig. Right? When lipstick is applied to a pig and is put before us to try to con us into believing it is our Savior, be careful. For that will happen time and time again. But instead, remain focused on Christ's compassion and service and love. For the Advent season is about that hopeful anticipation of the full revelation of our God, who comes in compassion and service and love. And any other message that you hear comes from an entirely different God and can be nothing that is in line with Christianity. So today, let us give thanks for what is truly revealed as God's compassion and service and love. Let us celebrate a God that comes to you and to me and freely shares that same compassion with us, that same love with us, that same service to us. And then let us journey through that Advent season. Journey looking for the manifestation of God's presence through love, through service, through compassion, this Advent season and beyond into eternity. Amen.